Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's one of the guys who started it all. That's Chuck Berry bringing us back. One of the classics. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lennox Cornwall is our guest, a new friend. He's a franchise owner of Papa Locks, which is a locksmith company. He's an inventor. He's a business consultant. He's the author of a new book called Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success, which will be out later this year. Lennox, you'll have to come back and get me a copy of your book and come back and we'll launch it on the show.
That sounds like a plan.
So talk to us about the premise for embracing failure. In the previous segment, you gave us a little bit of a tour of what you learned and over your career and some of the mistakes you made, but talk to us about why embracing failure is important.
It's very important. It's the foundation of success, and it came to me almost by accident. But the business I left the banking world to set up was really phenomenal for about 3 seconds, and then it failed. And it was really the first thing I'd failed at, Jim, and I was really at a, you know, perplexed to wonder what happened.
How did this happen?
Well,
right? I mean, that's what you were thinking. That's what you were thinking.
Absolutely.
What did you get the license plate? What happened?
Exactly. But the truth is, you know, there was a lot of charisma going on between me and my partners, but very little business acumen. That's the truth back then.
Okay, that sounds like too much information, Lennox, so go ahead.
And back then, you know, I sat down and I journaled what happened, and I realized that, you know, the failure that I had was a phenomenal moment in my life because it truly made me understand that failure is no more than a fruitful and informative lesson urging renewed effort. And when we hold it in that way, we can actually start taking action rather than seeing it as a nail in the coffin.
Around here, I say failure is the harness mate of success. It's side by side with success. It's not in front of it or behind it or not hitched up. It's the harness mate of success.
Without question. And there is something that's known as the law of polarity, which is everything has an inside and an outside, an up or a down, a left and a right. If you take a coin, it has a heads and a tails. So I like to see success and failure as, you know, two sides of a coin. You cannot have one without the other.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So what did you go through? Give us an example of one of the things you went through.
Well, I lost everything. I was literally, I lost my home, I lost my wife, I lost the cat, I lost the dog.
It wow.
was one of those situations
where... That was expensive.
Exactly. You know, I lost more than I actually even had to start with. But one of the great things that happened to me was I had three clients who believed in me. And so I started...
So your
again.
Wife didn't
three
believe
options
in you.
In my mind.
Your wife didn't believe in you, but a client did.
Well, the wife, I guess,
like,
believed in the money.
Sounds like I need to congratulate you if you lost that wife.
Well, exactly. And again, hindsight is 20/20 vision, right? So I'm now in a phenomenal relationship with a wonderful wife, and I would
But it's
never
important. It is important to have people who believe in you.
And without question.
And isn't the key to overcoming failure one of the keys to believe in yourself?
If you don't believe in yourself, honestly, pack up and go, because without that belief, you're not going to be able to get through slightly difficult times, let alone significantly
the tough
difficult
times. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, what else? What else did you learn?
So I learned that I couldn't go back and do a J-O-B, a job. And I'm not saying that's for everybody, but I had three options at the time. One was to get a job. The second one was to commit suicide, which was a very fleeting thought. And what concerned me was that was more palatable than actually going and getting a job. So thankfully, there was option number three.
Again, small business owners are nodding their head knowingly across the world right now. go ahead.
Yep. So the third option, like I say, was to start in business again. And thankfully, I had those three clients. So, you know, I built another business, which was absolutely profitable. It was successful. And then I decided to actually join the rest of my family, my parents and so on, in the United States. So that business I sold off and started afresh in the United States.
Right.
And here I am.
And it's been all uphill since then, all downhill since then, right?
Nope. A little bit of up, a little bit of down.
No problems?
Mainly the...
what was different about... Quick, I've only got about a minute or so. What was different about doing business in the U.S. compared to the U.K.?
For me, the ease at which you can set up a business, the resources available, you know, through partners, through just, you know, physical resources,
right,
like money, information. Obviously, the information age has come about now, so that's readily available.
But the entrepreneurial infrastructure in America far surpasses Europe and the UK, doesn't it?
Not even close. Not even close.
Yeah.
It's really very supportive.
You know what? One of the great. We alluded to it earlier, and I'll let you wrap up with this. One of the great elements of America's environment is you can fail here in America, and recover and redeem yourself. You can fail and redeem yourself in America. You can't do that as much in Europe, can you?
No, and in fact, I remember a story. I had a friend that was in America at the time my business was failing, and he said, in England, when you fail, the banks turn you off. In America, you've got to fail three times before they give you any money. So that kind of summed it up.
That's well said. Hey, Linux, I need the website again, please.
Okay, the website for folks is www.embracingfailurebook.com. There's
All right,
some wonderful gifts on that
Come
site.
Back again soon, and let's launch your book when it comes out.
I absolutely love
Linux,
you. Thank you, Jim.
Linux Cornwall, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I can't imagine
any... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.